What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
What's up, y'all?
As soon as you get ready to get in the car, I gotta pee.
We just left the exit.
We have been in Target for an hour. You gotta pee while he was in there.
And there's no road stop for 6 miles.
Have you ever been stuck on a road and have to pee?
Yes. Have you ever peed on the side of the
road? No, you know gangster. Me. Yeah, you do not care.
I mean, if there is tissue in the car, even if there's not, I'll drip dry.
Yeah, you will. I've seen you. You are like lightning speed peer. Sometimes you'll be like, I got to go to the bathroom, and then I blink and you're right there. I'm like, did you wash your hands?
I'm like,
did you pee?
I'm like, you know I didn't. You know I didn't wash my hands.
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's funny.
Y'all, welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And this is our podcast, you guys. A lot has been going on, and we're back. Do you want to sing it today? I ain't going for sure.
Well, Todd made me feel bad, so now I don't know if I can. Todd said, I'm not going to force you. And I'm sorry, what is behind you?
Jesus. Production?
Who is looking
at the scenery? Jay Nelson, grab it.
I'm like, what is that? I felt like I was at one of those like housewife reunion shows and they pull out like, I have receipts. It's like, what is that?
It's on my back. Y'all.
You can see we're back.
Okay. We're back. I've been in vocal lessons. I could really do it 6 octaves higher.
Do it.
Tell them, Jay. We're back. Are you going to jump in?
Oh, I thought you were just showing up your office. My bad.
You're like, bitch, I didn't know I had to go high with
you. Yeah, I didn't agree to the high.
See if you can.
We're back. Mine is still going to be down here like, back. For sure. I really don't have any voice, okay. But we're back.
Ooh, that's good. Do it again. We're back. Do it again. We're back.
Sounds like a creepy movie.
We're back.
Freaking Shark Tale.
Y'all, we're back. Megan said a prayer. Did y'all record that prayer? Leave it on there. Don't even take it out. We're back. There's a few notes I have that I want to talk about.
So much has happened in a week. When did we record last? A week, I think.
No.
Well, 2 weeks?
Yeah, a few weeks. At least three. Two or three.
I don't think it's been three.
Because we only had two episodes. We only recorded two. Oh, yeah, I think so, two weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Y'all saw Todd. Y'all saw Isaac. Who else was on there?
Oh, Lord. Country Wayne.
Y'all, we going to bring him back because y'all loved him.
He's hilarious.
Y'all loved him.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
I almost got in trouble. Y'all was like, ain't she friends with Jess? I texted Jess too. I sent her the clip. I said, are you upset? Because the internet is making this a thing.
Oh, they were?
I deleted so many comments. They were going off on us. Aren't y'all friends with Jess? Why would she say that you look good with him? Why would you laugh like that? Why are y'all flirting?
Oh my gosh.
I texted Jess.
What did she say?
She was like, you know what? I really feel like I don't give a fuck. Y'all know Jess. She was like, girl, ignore them motherfuckers. I love you. I'll see you at Wild and Out in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she didn't care.
Okay.
Excuse my language. Y'all know I'm trying to get that. But Jess said that.
If we're going to talk about the comments about cussing, it has me in a uproar daily.
Let it out.
No,
this
I'm not.
I am
a new person. It is fine. I just need to work on my cussing. It is fine.
It is fine with me. I was talking to Shekinah about that. I was like, you know what? Conviction is really like the real thing. If God has not convicted you to stop doing something, I'm not saying it's okay to do it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, focus on your own conviction. What did God tell you to do?
Mm-hmm.
God ain't, well, he told me now. He did convict me about cussing.
it's like work on it.
But you have to work on it. Some things you're going to stop instantly. Some things you need deliverance from.
and sometimes deliverance is a daily thing. Something that's going to happen. You know, I do believe in like instantaneous.
Yeah.
Miracles and instantaneous, you know.
I claim that.
But there are some things that it's like, you know, this thing's that you got to walk through this thing a little bit.
Things you've been doing because for years.
Because every challenge is a reminder that you need God.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, so maybe cussing may not be a hard thing for you, but like for me, it's like, you know what I mean? And I grew up with, I wasn't with my dad often, but my dad is such like a cusser. I mean, but it always like, he cussed, but it always like either made me laugh or it was just like, you know, so you get so used to that after a while, you pick up on certain things, but I'm like, I'm not cussing because I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's habit. You have to break it.
Yeah. Or not with the intent of being negative.
Yeah.
It's just like another word. Yeah. But it's something to work on.
All right, you guys, really quickly, before we move on with this episode, you already know we're about keeping it real on this podcast. That's why we're so excited to share our experience with Brow Casa Complete Eyebrow Growth Treatment. Y'all see my eyebrows? They're naturally thick, but don't play because it really, really helps.
Yes, you guys, this is the real deal, okay? I've been using it for a few weeks now, and the brow serum really helped accelerate my brow growth, while the balm helps keep them moisturized and looking very healthy.
Yes, and I know, y'all know I have thick brows, okay? I know I do, I know. So I didn't know if it would be for me, but this treatment is so bomb and it's prevented any potential shedding and kept my brows so soft and healthy.
The best part is that it's all natural. It smells good. And you know how much we love an all natural product.
It's the natural part for me, especially because I've been working on my skin and wearing less makeup. Y'all know I haven't really had on much makeup lately. So my brows are a huge part of my face. So I want to make sure that they are right. The balm is perfect for anyone who's had trouble growing their brows. Whether your brows are thin, sparse, overplucked, the treatment can help.
Yes, honestly, I've tried so many different products. Being an esthetician, I've tried so many things. And honestly, I love how easy it is to apply this product, and it's travel friendly.
And if you guys need any more convincing, this product has been developed for over 5 years by Shekinah, who is not only the owner of Brow Casa, but also a part of our KFS family. She's been on the podcast before, and I know you know her.
Yes, we love Shekinah, and we love you guys. So our audience is going to get an exclusive deal, 20% off your next purchase with the complete treatment, which includes the brow serum and the brow balm. So the promo code is KFS20 at your checkout. That's KFS20 for 20% off.
Yes. Go get them brows right, y'all. We love y'all. Back to the show. My masturbation. God delivered me from that quick.
Ooh, wee.
He did. I'm telling y'all, I was on it.
Ooh, wee.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Oh,
and you
my
gave it
goodness.
Up instantaneously.
Instantly.
I can do that with certain things that I know will really lead me down a path to destruction.
Because I was like, all right, now, these dreams, I'm opening up portals or something with this little bullet because this is too much.
Even like with like certain like addictions that can become an addiction. Like I'm really good at stopping something
before it gets to that.
If I know that, like, if it get, I just feel like I'm like that in general. Like, if I know that it's destructive, I can stop pretty.
You're like,
quickly. All
right. Deliver
like it's
quickly.
Not hard for me to stop.
You don't
something.
Have to practice to do it.
I think it's easy for me to make up my mind.
I think with some things for me it is, but certain other things it's not.
Yeah, some things it's a little bit harder, like food.
Yeah.
Ooh, I cannot be disciplined. I can be disciplined in eating, but
I'm
not.
I haven't accomplished that yet. I haven't either.
And I don't think I have the, I don't think I see its value yet for me in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I like food. And I like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to eat a Biscoff ice cream bar.
When I went out to eat with my family when I was in Dallas, my aunt's like, what are you getting? I was like, we're about to order everything.
You're like, so how we do it?
Like, right. I was like, well, what me and my friends do, we order everything we want and we nibble on. I'm like, that's a blessing you can do that. But yeah. It's like the tab does not have to be $300 at McDonald's.
Yeah,
like,
every time. Like, how do you spend $78 at Chick-fil-A? Because
like, you want a bite time. Of everything.
Yeah, I just want to nibble.
But yeah, God delivered me from that quick. Y'all know, y'all can go back to the episodes. I had never had an orgasm. And then I had one from myself. And I was like, woo!
Yeah, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Girl! I was like,
you really do feel a release. You be like, ooh, I am not stressed. Nothing is wrong.
Ooh, wee. And then I went to church. Couples night. I mean, singles night.
And you can't masturbate.
Oh, my God. And I asked a question. They were like, text your questions into.
So you really. So I said,
is masturbation a sin?
I have full transparency. I have masturbated 100%. But I haven't had to. I had up until recently, I always had the option of having sex spiritually, legally.
Yep.
So I never.
Ooh, wee girl.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So now I'm like, don't masturbate. It's a no go.
That's what the pastor said.
So just wait till you get married.
Yep.
No sex, no touchy.
Jesus.
Just hold it in.
Yeah.
And then what's the release? Like, what's the alternative?
Okay. You have the outlet. Like, what boxing. I don't know. But yeah, after that day, I went to church. I asked my question and they answered my question. And they said, yeah, it's a sin.
Where does it say that at?
I don't know. Curious. It has to be. I mean, if it's not biblical now, somebody tell us. Because if it ain't biblical.
I'm not reading
it. It ain't biblical.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure there is biblical principle to it. I'm just wondering where it is specifically.
And one of the speakers up there was saying it opens up spiritual whatever.
I think especially if you're watching porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a demon. People don't talk about how very, 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 very dangerous
porn
addiction is.
I never got into porn. Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen porn. Like, yeah, I've watched it, but I've never, like, even in seeing it, I have thought in my head, like, this is wild. This is,
you're like, hold on. This is a lot.
And
sure.
But it almost is fascinating for a second, and then you're like, this is crazy. Really bad.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
This is sick.
Yeah.
You're doing this on camera.
To a human.
But it's so normal. And you can, I mean, and it's.
But here's categories. The thing about porn. That's where people get stuff messed up, because the stuff you see in them porn videos, now you want to bring it to the bedroom. That is entertainment.
Ooh, wee.
They are doing. All that double this, double that. We don't need to do that. All that. Do you remember that? All that double this. Don't you double me.
She said all this double this.
Y'all remember that? double this, double that. It's like, what are we doing?
Ooh, I am a singular person.
You know, all this double.
Yeah. Yeah, for penetration. Sure. Yeah, no.
Y'all doing too much.
Yeah, that's, I think that people need to be, and especially for men, like, be very mindful of that. And I think that's why masturbation can be so, like, dangerous, because you're watching.
Chaos.
Ooh, demons. Like, and sex is that's such a, funny, sex but. Is such a, you know. Mm-hmm. It's such an spirit, like, it can't, you know, it really is
intimate spiritual,
it's such
thing.
An intimate spiritual thing,
no matter how much people try to make it out to not be that, it is, it just is.
We've made it sex is. Such a common thing,
a hobby.
And a hot, yeah, it's like drinking water.
Jesus.
It's like being naked, being, you know, sexual, and it's not a big deal.
Normal.
It's normal.
That's culture.
I'm like,
ooh wee.
We have gone.
Yeah, I made my list. I prayed all them names off me. I said their names.
Ooh.
I know I forgot a few. I was like, whoever I forget, Lord.
Take them away.
Take them away.
Yeah, because you take on. You take on those people. Yeah. You know? You take on that. Ugh.
Energy.
Yeah.
I was watching Sarah Jakes this morning, and she was talking about, before I get to that. your breaking point is your actual listening point. Mm. Y'all, me and Megan. She's like, don't fuck. We going through a little, you know, season right now. It's going to be quick, though. Just, you know, I wanted to be transparent because our podcast is about transparency, honesty, relationships, truth, and built on our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's like a marriage with a friend, you know. We have a platonic relationship, but we do go through peaks, valleys, disagreements, arguments, mm-hmm. love, pain, fear, happiness. You know, it's everything in a relationship. So I'm not going to go into depth of our conflict right now, but honestly, being transparent, we are experiencing some friendship conflict. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that on camera and let, because for me, and I know for you too, let our viewers know that I am committed to being transparent on this journey. Yeah. Because that's the foundation that we built this platform on.
For sure.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
So I wanted to say that, not go into depth, not talk about it, not, you know, and we might talk about it later when we get through it, but, you know, we're business partners, we're best friends, and we don't see eye to eye all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just wanted to be transparent in that right now. With that being, did you want to say anything, or was there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, in relationships, you know, you have those moments where you're where you're growing, mm-hmm. and sometimes your needs change over time. And I think something I was talking to Jordan about last night, because I saw this clip from another podcast, mm-hmm. and they were talking about, the guy was talking about how transactions are, or how relationships are transactional. Mm-hmm. And it was Bridget Mandy's podcast. Yeah. And Mandy was like, I hate how that sounds. And then he explained it and it made a lot of sense. I forget his name, but it's on their podcast. Mm-hmm. But he was saying how, like, at the end of the day, like, everything's transactional. And I think that if we were more honest about, like, something that my mom said to me, she was like, the faster you realize that selfishness is inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more that you can be a little bit more honest about what it really is.
Yeah.
And I think that, like for me, it's like when you, like, I like to be needed, mm-hmm. and I like to be wanted, not only because I genuinely have a heart to serve, but it also makes me feel good.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So I think that, like,
even like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I won't go into depth with that, but even like the uncomfortableness that I might feel sometime or whatever, that's a selfish thing.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because of the way I feel. I don't like the way I feel, and I want to change that feeling.
Right.
You know?
And Jordan said that too. She was like, sometimes I do for you because I don't want the effect of, if it doesn't happen, what that does for you. I don't want to deal with the effect of it. So sometimes I just do it because I don't want to deal with the effect of it, not because it's like something I naturally would do, but I do it because I know that if I don't, it affects you.
Right.
And sometimes I don't want to deal with the effects of it. So it is selfish.
Right. Or it's something I would naturally do, but it's turned into doing it for the effect of it.
What do you mean?
You get what I'm saying?
Say it again, sorry.
Like, I don't know an example or an analogy.
You don't have to. Just to say it, like, again one more
time. This is something I would naturally do. I naturally want to do this, mm-hmm. but it's turned into,
I'm doing it because I'm a,
It didn't start off like that, though.
And I think what I realized through our conversation and just in the last week, maybe just in general, moving and, you know, transitioning out of my house and moving into a new house, and like the realization of the reality of certain things in life right now, it's like I need, just like I feel like somebody needs in real time, like when, for example, when you're like, you need to say it in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's like, I also need that too.
For sure. I agree with that.
Sometimes I don't even know that I'm doing something that's affecting you. Sometimes I don't even know it. And I gave this example to Jordan, and she was like, that makes sense. Like when she's like, dealing with you, I understand that. She was like, it for me, sometimes it's like, because of the way that I process things, mm-hmm. it's like I'm doing a really, really, really hard math problem. Mm-hmm. And like, imagine doing a test, mm-hmm. and it's like, and you're, and I mean, this eraser mm-hmm. is
mm-hmm. going. Yep.
And somebody's like, imagine someone trying to talk to you while you're doing this math problem. And someone's like, and it had to be about nothing. Right. It could be like, what'd you eat last night?
Give me a second.
Huh? Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I eat fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mm-hmm. I need somebody to be like, oh, she's doing a math problem. You're mm-hmm. doing a math problem? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, say you're doing a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you alone. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, because I'm like, you're asking me, you're back here, you don't even see that I'm doing a math problem. You just see me be like,
yeah.
Oh, you're doing a math problem. Got it.
Yeah.
And but there also, for me, has to be, can you give me a minute? I'm doing a math problem. I'm willing to answer all that for you, but I just need like 5 minutes.
That's it.
I'm doing a math problem.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have to, for me, I have to have a balance of both.
Of both.
I have to do that, but I also need someone to love me enough to be like, are you doing a math problem? Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. You're doing a math problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I help you with mm-hmm. that math problem? Mm-hmm. I know long division. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at long division. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's algebra? I can't help you with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll give you like, yeah. hey, I know somebody who's good at algebra.
Yeah.
Or hey, this might help you with algebra. Yeah. I can't yeah. physically help you with algebra. Yeah. Because I'm not
but
good at it.
But this is what I can, yeah.
But if it's long division, I got you.
And I think it's a balance of fighting through that uncomfortable feeling, the not knowing, assuming, making up stuff in our mind and or my mind. I can't speak for Baby J, but and not pushing, knowing when to push and knowing when to sit, mm-hmm. let her go through this, or knowing when yeah. to speak, knowing, you know what I mean? And working through that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been prayerful, and it's not, we're not only talking about this situation, you know, mm-hmm. there's a lot that we discussed throughout mm-hmm. our conversation the past 2 days, but that's why I brought up this Sarah Jakes thing, because I was watching it. I was like, damn, this is speaking to me right now. She was just saying your breaking point is your listening point. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm at a breaking point, but mm-hmm. I am at an uncomfortable point with my best friend. Mm-hmm. Like the person that I feel is my person, the mm-hmm. person that I feel is my life partner, person that I feel like is going to be in my life until the day I die. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're either going to bury me or I'm going to bury you. Mm-hmm. I don't have any plans on ending this relationship, mm-hmm. you know, but I feel like I'm at an uncomfortable point that we have to fight through. Mm-hmm. And she was saying your breaking point is your listening point. And that stuck to me so hard. Like, it's time to listen. If you're going through battles or uncomfortable feelings or confusion, or mm-hmm. it's time to listen. Mm-hmm. This is a time for you to open up your heart to God, which I feel like I'm doing, and cultivate my relationship with him, get closer to him outside of our conflict. Mm-hmm. I'm saying in general mm-hmm. in my life. Being able to listen means you're close to God. Mm-hmm. You can't listen to him if you don't know his voice, mm-hmm. you know? So I think this conflict has showed me even more and pushed me even more into cultivating my relationship with him
yeah.
and listening to what he's trying to show me through this.
Yeah.
Because I don't, like I said in the text, I don't believe this is the end all be all. I don't believe it's whatever. I believe it's purposeful. Mm-hmm. There is a reason why we're clashing right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm excited to come out on the other side and to understand each other a little more, mm-hmm. you know. But that really, really, really stuck out to me. Your breaking point is your listening point. It's not mm-hmm. your breaking point.
Yeah. I think that it's, you know, it's a journey, and I've never been afraid of conflict. Mm-hmm. I think that I've never been afraid of conflict, but I don't think that I think I just process things in a different way where it's hard to,
excuse me.
It's that whole like objectively, personally, your person, like it's that whole thing. Like feeling all of that mm-hmm. and being able to be like, you know, well, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I do, like, don't wait till I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when it happens. Mm-hmm. Cause I may completely be oblivious of mm-hmm. it, or call me out when it happens
in the moment,
because that's not fair to me either.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's not fair to you. For me to expect something from you and
that you
not deliver,
said, yeah.
it's not fair for me not to know in real time, not after, not when a conflict happens, mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, well, I've been feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, well, you have to tell me in the moment too.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know, hey, you're being dismissive. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're being short.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, in real time, or, hey, you're being, you know, whatever it is. I'm not afraid of being corrected in real time. Mm-hmm. Tell me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because then maybe that's an opportunity for me to explain something. Maybe that's an opportunity for a conversation. Maybe that's an opportunity for me to be like, oh, yeah, maybe that's something you need to stop doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like waiting until, you know, something is, until you're hurt. I don't know if that gives it a fair chance for me to.
For resolution.
Or for me to, yeah. Well, not for resolution. I think anything can be resolved.
For you to know exactly.
But I have to know exactly in real, for me. Like, I have to know in real time. I have to know in the moment. Because you know how, like, you ever been, like, staring off, like, been, like, blanked out? Like, your eyes are open, but you, like, staring off. Mm-hmm. Your brain is just, like, and somebody's like this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need that, like, are you here?
Come back. Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes I can be gone.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you know what I mean? Like, gone.
Yeah.
In a totally different thing. It don't got nothing to do with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I also think that, like, this transition for me, I've never felt loneliness and like abandonment. I've never identified those two things for myself.
Okay.
Until this transition.
Okay. Okay.
I've always felt like isolated in my experience, but I think everybody feels like that.
Got you.
I feel like everyone's like, this can feel like a lonely journey.
Okay, okay.
But I felt very alone.
Okay.
Physically.
Okay.
And abandoned.
Okay.
Not, I'm saying I felt that. No one caused me to feel that. I'm saying I'm feeling
that's
that
what you feel.
During this transition. Okay. Because of what that relationship yeah. was. And
yeah.
having to protect somebody. And then they don't protect you. That hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going out of my way to protect mm-hmm. somebody mm-hmm. and they don't protect me. I'm like, because you feel alone.
It's okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You feel like.
It's okay, baby.
Damn, like, I protected you. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to ask me to think about that. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to ask me to look for that. Mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't see. Like. It's kind of like when I was going through it really bad, like the analogy I was thinking about when I was driving here was like, you know how people say, like, don't bleed on somebody?
I never,
like, you bleed,
I never heard
you're
that.
Bleeding on me. Like,
okay.
Don't, like, you're bleeding on me because you're hurt. You're bleeding on
okay,
me.
Okay, okay, okay.
And I'm like, I've been bleeding before it ever got to you. And you
right.
didn't see it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I feel like,
okay.
like in 2021, and I've been honest about this, so trigger warning. I was going through a really bad suicide. Like, I was going through suicide really, really bad. And I was cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. I mean, the evidence was there. I had bandages all over my hand. No one said anything. But mm-hmm. Jordan did, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then when that blood gets on you, it's like,
mm-hmm.
well, you got a da 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 da. And you, and it's like, yeah, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It got, I'm sorry it spilled on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been bleeding though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's how it feels sometimes.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid it not getting on anyone, and then it does.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's not my intention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think the thing, like you said something the other day, and I'm like, and that's the whole thing I'm trying to avoid, is that the heaviness of who I am. I don't want anyone to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me isolate myself. Mm-hmm. And then in isolating myself, it's inevitable that it's still heavy.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Mm-hmm. I think the heaviness for me, like I said, I'm trying to say a lot without going in detail of our text messages and stuff, because I don't think that's necessary or relevant to the public right now. But, you know, I'm solution-based.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, well, it's heavy, bitch. I could carry it. Let's carry it. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's heavy, let's carry it. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Come on. You put half on here. I'm going to take this half. I'll take mm-hmm. this half. But I think I'm right now in this season, like, the way we're carrying it isn't working
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. So what is a different way to carry it? Mm-hmm. You might have to take it back right for right now. Mm-hmm. I might have to go get my mind right and figure out a way to become stronger and come back and help you again. And if you're carrying it, we have to figure out a way to get it off of you. Whether mm-hmm. I'm helping you carry it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the, I'm not so much scared or upset about helping carry. Not saying that you need that or mm-hmm. want that or ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do that because I love you. Mm-hmm. Let me help you through this. But if I'm carrying and don't feel like we're getting to the finish line, we have to figure out a different way to carry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I won't help you carry it, but this technique isn't working
mm-hmm.
for me,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I hope that made sense.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it,
but
I get it.
Yeah. I didn't even plan on going in that much detail about it. And you know, I definitely don't mind that we did, but I don't want you to feel like we have to talk about this.
No, I mean, I don't mind. I think it is what it is. I think that if I was afraid that like, I think if our friendship was over, then it would be like, okay, let's not talk about it.
For
and
sure.
Let's pretend that we're good, because a lot of people have podcasts and do that.
For sure.
I'm not afraid of any of that. I think that, you know, it's okay to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we were. I really, really am glad we were. And I love you. And we're going to make it through this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I truly believe that. I truly believe that.
Yeah. I think it's just important when you have relationships, you know, I think one of the biggest takeaways from our conversation was you feel like you were needing to do something that, like, I appreciate, but maybe I only, like, I feel like you were, it was like fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, mm-hmm. and it's like, mm-hmm. well, you're fatigued because you are.
But I said, doing that out of fear.
Right. Because you feel like I need something from you, or I'm going to be disappointed mm-hmm. if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I also sometimes feel like, or maybe this is a question.
Okay.
Do you feel like you do that because I would do that for you? Like, my expectations are of me.
I haven't thought about that. I don't.
Like, is that what the fear is? Like, or not fear, but like, do you feel
no,
that because
no.
I would do that for you? Like, when you were like, when you gave the desert analogy.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, I could have brought the water. Should I go get the water? And that's going to make me late. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you do that because that's how I would think? Because I'm that. Because you know me. I'm like, what's the options? You know how I am. I'm thinking A through
right,
Z.
Right, right. Maybe.
And I'm like, well, I know that I'm that way.
Right.
I don't expect you to be that way.
Right. But I think you require that. You get what I'm saying? When people show up for you in that way, it works better for you.
In what way?
I think that for you, that is a better friend for you.
What
that way? Show up in that way, the way that I've been trying to always there, just show up. You get what I'm saying? Like you said, mm-hmm. thinking forward thinker, mm-hmm. Having all your ducks in a row, crossing your T's, dotting your I's. You know, you do think that way, but I think you also appreciate a friend that shows up in that way.
Yeah, I think I appreciate it, but I also don't expect it because I don't believe that that's everyone's gift.
You might not expect it, but I feel like when you don't get it, it lets you down. And I've experienced that.
I think that I feel... I feel... Maybe. I'm not taking away your experience. That's your mm-hmm. experience. I'm saying that's obviously, or not obviously, that's not my intent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that I struggle sometimes with feeling like I considered you in that way. Did you consider me in that way? I think that's my thing in right. my head. Like I right. consider, I'm just saying, did you consider it? Did you think about it?
And probably not.
And I'm saying for me, I think that's just my, that's right. my mind, right. but it's also not my expectation, but I'm thinking like, did you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for you, like your love language is words of affirmation, mm-hmm. right? Or I also think acts of service can be part of your love language as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're down, I'm like, okay, I know she likes this. I know she would want to do that. Mm-hmm. And da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, you don't have to ask that of me.
Mm-hmm.
So then for me, I'm like, I wonder if I'm ever considered in the same way. And not out of fear, out of just, I love you. And just as much as you pay attention to me, I pay attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that. Like, I don't want anyone, like, I am a, regardless of all of my flaws and fuck ups, I'm a giving person.
Right.
Not just of things, but of my time and of myself, mm-hmm. right? I know that I do those things because I love people, but I also do it because it makes me feel good and because it's who I am,
mm-hmm.
right? I know that at my best, it's impactful. At my
right.
best. And
right.
I also know at my worst, it's impactful.
Right.
I feel like just as much as you love me is as much as you're going to hate me. It's very hard to have this with me. I am working to find this.
Okay.
I don't know what this is because okay. I've never experienced okay. it within myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here or I'm here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
the
it's like
the
to
middle.
Be. It's, I mean, I experienced it before, but it's very rare mm-hmm. to feel this. But I feel like also that is the experience with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's either really, really great or it's not so great. And then it's very rarely here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I give, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
When I show up, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, you considered me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, when people do for me, I don't want them to do for me out of what I did for them, but do for me because what I did is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when you show up for me, when we were discussing
yeah.
this, when you show up for me, I love that you show up, but I also can feel that you did this not because you love me, because you're afraid that if you didn't do it, it's gonna make me upset.
Right.
And that doesn't
out of fear.
Feel good
right.
For
right.
me either.
Right.
So then it almost becomes right. counterproductive.
Right.
And I'm like, am I not just worthy enough to show up for?
Right. I feel like it maybe I'm talking this in real time. Maybe it started off as showing up. And then I maybe didn't meet those expectations in that moment. So maybe I did show up and it wasn't the right way. Or the right timing, or the right, well, you showed up, but you didn't do this, or you show, so then it's like,
it
well, I'm not
sour,
showing up
yeah.
the right way. So, okay. So then it turned into showing up out of fear.
I think too, for what I've experienced with you is that,
sorry,
you do that, and we've talked about this with you before, but like you overpromise, yourself or you overextend yourself. Mm-hmm. And then later on, you'll be like, dang, I really didn't want to say yes to that. And I said yes. And now I have to either mm-hmm. go or mm-hmm. whatever. Right. So I think that.
And that's a fear thing, too. Like I said, a boundary, scared to say no, you know,
right.
And
I'm think for realizing me, it's that's the okay. expectation. Don't set an expectation for me and then not do it. And then if I say something, then you feel bad and then do it. And then it's like, it almost becomes sour. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you just be like, no, like I can't make it, or yes mm-hmm. or no, or do you need me to come? Do you want me to come? Because mm-hmm. I plan to do this, but mm-hmm. whatever. I think for me, that's a childhood thing mm-hmm. of expecting something mm-hmm. or having an expectation mm-hmm. of something and then being let down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, just don't tell me you're going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just say, you know, I'd rather you just not mm-hmm. than to say, yeah, I'm going to do it and then not do it. And then when I say something, then I'm wrong for saying something. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you said you would do it.
I have a question mm-hmm. about that in real time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like I've done that recently? Or I'm still working through that? I still do that?
I feel like...
Because I know when you brought that to my acknowledgement a while ago, like that was something I was super aware of.
Yeah. But I feel like... I don't know. I feel like the people that you're the closest to, I don't know how to word that. I feel like I've experienced you do that in different ways, like kind of set an expectation. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when we say like something minor, mm-hmm. when we say like, oh, we're gonna be lit, we're about to do this, we're about to do that, mm-hmm. and then be like, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Like little stuff like that. Like I know that I experienced that mm-hmm. from you, and I know that I've experienced you do that with like mm-hmm. with other people. So I think that that's a not so, it doesn't have to be so big. Like mm-hmm. I'm going to do this and then forget, but it could be little ways, like little promises, and then because your mood changes mm-hmm. or you get tired or mm-hmm. like sometimes I experience that mm-hmm. like I'm not ever fearful in our relationship mm. like I don't ever do anything because I'm afraid of you or I'm afraid of how you're going to respond mm-hmm. doesn't mean that it's not uncomfortable for me mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you're moody, it's uncomfortable for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's my responsibility to get you out of that. Mm. And sometimes yeah. it's not my responsibility. Yeah. But I think because I've learned you, I know how to help offset that. Mm-hmm. And then but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, she's just in a mood.
Mm. Okay.
So I just need to sit in this, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to sit in it because she's in a mood. Mm-hmm. Or like right before a show, sometimes you get really quiet mm-hmm. because you're nervous, mm-hmm. but you can also be very short. Mm-hmm. But I understand because of, mm-hmm. I know you.
Yeah.
I know we're getting ready for a show. This is common for
right,
her.
Right, right,
right. Every time before a show, while you're getting ready, you're quiet. Mm-hmm. You're pacing.
Right, right, right.
You're short.
Right.
What time is the Uber coming?
Right.
What time are we getting there? Do they have this? Do they have, like, sometimes it can be very, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes that can be uncomfortable for me, but I'm never afraid of you.
Mm. Okay.
I'm never afraid of, like, it's not so much of afraidness, but it's like, I want to cultivate something because I know that she's experienced something right now, and I want to be sensitive to that.
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of how you're going to respond to me.
Yeah.
Even and when I'm saying that because it still makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know okay. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that can make me uncomfortable, but I'm not saying I'm afraid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand
and
that.
But I also have to take accountability for how you experience life
mm-hmm.
growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand how when I'm going through something mm-hmm. and I can't,
for sure,
I don't make it easy.
Yeah, for sure.
I can understand
yeah.
how that is triggering for you.
Yeah.
And I need to be more aware of that just as much as I want you to be aware of
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that makes sense.
No, but. It does. It does. I think a lot of things that we talked about yesterday, last night, the other day, the first day made sense for me. You know, mm-hmm. I think I'm still working through it, both working through it. And like I said, I don't know the name of that sermon. I'm about to look at it real quick so y'all can look at it. Dang, I want to pull it up on my YouTube, the exact title, because it really spoke to me through what we're going through right now. Break through the noise. Like I said, she was saying your breaking point is your listening point. Once again, I don't feel like I'm at a breaking point. I don't feel like I'm broken, I'm shattered, I'm this, I'm that. I feel like continuing to go the way we are, I could get there. Mm. We have to figure out whatever this conflict is and work through it. But really, truly, truly, truly listening to what God is saying in this moment, whether it's changing you, changing me, changing both of us. Both of us have to change. We both have to grow in him. You know what I mean? But just me listening to him and being more self-aware and getting my language and, like you said, not being fearful and expressing myself in the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm very aware of that. Like, I need to say something in the moment. But once again, fear. That's just a word that keeps coming up for me.
Yeah.
It's not just uncomfortable. It's not. It's a fear thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to work through that still.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fear is not a thing that can exist. Love can't exist if there's fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. hard to, 'cause perfect love casts out all fear. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can only get rid of fear when I perfect practicing love.
Yeah.
When I perfect kindness, when yeah. I perfect yep. patience, yep. when I perfect long suffering.
Yep. Yep.
Like at the end of the day, and I put this, I was listening to Miles Monroe this morning and he was like, nothing that comes from God like if it has to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's from him,
mm-hmm.
expect
mm-hmm.
all hell to break mm-hmm. loose.
And the closer you get to him, the yeah. more you focus on him, the more you are trying to seek him and yearn for him and get closer to him, you think the devil ain't gonna be on your back?
And that's the thing, is like the enemy is not after you. Like he's not after Megan.
Mm-hmm.
He's after what Megan carries.
Mm-hmm. Your soul.
After Braylon.
He's after your soul. Braylon yeah.
care, but not
yeah.
just your soul, but your gift, yeah. your purpose. Yep. He's after that.
What God called you to do.
Yeah. Like you on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But what you carry your is purpose. What he's after.
Yeah.
And so if I can distract you from what you carry,
mm-hmm.
or if I can distract you, and mm-hmm. if I can distract the ones that God has called to your life to call those things forth out of you, like if I can distract them from seeing those things and distract you from
using them,
then that's what he's after. But yeah. he's not after just us. It's what we care. It's
who God called us to yeah, be. Our purpose.
Our purpose.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that is a lesson of it. I mean, there's so many lessons in of itself. I can mm-hmm. get into that another time.
A million of them.
But, yeah, like I'm not, I'm not afraid of the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
You know. And I, you know, I think that, I think you find relationships where it's worth the fight. Like, if it's worth it, fight for it.
Yeah.
You know, not, that's your decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can fight for it or you can't.
Yeah.
You know, I think that when you have a life partner, like, I believe for us, it's like, well, like you said something, you were like, well, like, our purposes are entwined. So you almost be like, I can't let you fail because I know what it is. Like, I know the vision. I know what we were called to it.
Yeah.
So I can't let you fail.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And we both just have to make that decision, though.
Yeah.
You know, both of us. I do want to talk about this real quick before we go. Thank you, Jay.
Our journal, y'all.
I know, it's coming.
Y'all, it's been sitting here the whole time. That is wild.
We worked really hard on that.
Do you... Oh, sorry. Right here?
Yep.
What do you know for sure? We worked so hard on this. Sorry, that was a real transition. Jay just put up the thing for 45 minutes. We gotta go. But I'm glad we did talk about that. But this is our journal. Let me see. Let me wipe it off a little greasy. What do you know for sure? A self-study guide for the number one podcast in the world. That's us. Yeah. Heal, grow, evolve. Y'all, we worked so hard on this. We just wanted to do a little, you know, journal for you guys. It has hella quotes in here. Your mom has quotes in here. Megan has quotes in here. I have quotes in here. My dad's quotes are in here. Y'all, literally.
It's coming out.
It's coming out. What do you know for sure is coming soon? So stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah. It's going to give you a year's worth of podcast episodes, a weekly. It can be a weekly journal.
Yep.
A lot of you guys, you know, watch and take notes. And so this is kind of like a guided version of that. So.
And even if you're not, you know, watch every single episode of a podcast, or you can just journal. It has different it says episode, like episode one, episode two, episode three. You would write in the number, but it doesn't have to be that. You could write in the date and just journal, daily journal. It doesn't have to be solely for the podcast. But if you want to use it for the podcast, you can put the episode number, what you learned from it, what you got from it, and, you know, meditate on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Any final words? What you know for sure?
I know that... I know that man, I don't know. What do I know? My mind is a million places.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I don't know what I know either. But I'm like, you want me to go first? What do I know? What do I know? I know. Okay, I'll just go back to what I was talking about. I know it's listening season. I'm listening to God. I'm committed to hearing his voice. The closer I get to him, the more I feel him. I feel him in my praise and worship, my devotion, my daily time with him. It's so beautiful, y'all. I'm telling y'all, like, if you're breaking right now, you're hurt, you're scared, you're confused, you're in pain. This is not the time to surrender to the enemy. This is the time to fight and focus on your relationship with God. Listen to him. And the only way to listen to him is to be able to hear his voice. And the only way to be able to hear his voice is to cultivate a relationship with him so you are close to him. So focus on that. So I know that for sure. What am I saying no to? Masturbation. That's my no. I said no to that a couple months ago. Been doing good.
What do I know for sure? I know that that our relationship with God is extremely important, and he is jealous for us. And the Bible talks about God being jealous for us, and he wants us completely and solely.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'll do things to, he'll allow things to happen that might be uncomfortable to have you.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And what am I saying no to? I'm going to say no to I'm going to say no to old practices. Now that I have the opportunity to be in my own space, mm-hmm. I'm going to choose to be healthy.
Good for you. I receive that. I believe that for you and your life. I know that. For sure. I know that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I love you. Proud of you. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
And Megan Ashley.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.